A summer spent riding the rails on this moment of Indiana history. In June of 1936, a restless teenager attending a private military school in his hometown of Wheeling, West Virginia, recruited a buddy and hopped a B&O train bound for the Texas Centennial Exposition. Having left a note telling his parents not to worry, within 24 hours, John Fawcett and his sidekick were thrown in jail. 3 days later, they were en route through West Virginia and Ohio into Indiana. In North Vernon, Fawcett met a professional hobo named Shorty Frazier, one of hundreds of thousands of unemployed men who took to the rails during the Depression, looking for work wherever it could be found. Shorty showed his protégés how hobos left chalk marks to indicate which towns and houses were friendly. He shared how to dodge the railroad guards and which rail lines were the safest to ride. The threesome traveled through Indiana farm country, stopped in Mitchell, then switched to a northbound Monon freight train, disembarking near Bloomington to cool off in a local creek. Discovering the local Salvation Army downtown, they enjoyed a banquet of chili, bread, coffee, and canned applesauce. Delayed around Gosport by an accident on the tracks, the trio spent some days at a local hobo camp before splitting up to work at various jobs for a few days' wages. Fawcett eventually headed through Crawfordsville into Illinois, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Arriving in Texas to see the exposition, Fawcett hopped a series of trains eastward to arrive back home on the 4th of July. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.